Franco Smith for Galway Bay FM and OFM Bloemfontein after the Cheetahs team announcement pre-Connacht. Franco, the team have just had their captain's run here at the sports ground and an opportunity to stretch the legs after your long trip.
Yeah, look, it was we usually trained the day before, but it was important after the trip to just get out in the field, get everybody used to the surroundings and, yeah, how the field feels. So, yeah, very excited about playing here tomorrow.
It's a bit windy, it's a bit cold, a little bit damp. It's probably going to be similar tomorrow, so that's going to be a bit of a change from what you've been playing in recently.
Yeah, but we accept that 100%. We know that for us to be competitive in this competition, you know, we need to adapt. South African rugby, I've been involved for a long time. We need to adapt to these weather conditions, even at test match level. So important for us to, you know, come out here and don't use that as an excuse. Just come and adapt our brand and play the best we can.
You're on a pretty good run. You've been picking up points in your last four games, and you've now got yourselves into a fairly competitive position in this table. It's all to play for.
Yeah, well, we're really realistic about it. We don't want to get ahead of ourselves. There's a lot of hard work still. We said we started over, basically, with a lot of players leaving end of last year. So we use this opportunity now to get better at what we do and to be gel more as a team. So a lot of lessons still to be learned. So we're not going to set our goals on anything other than just performing the best we can.
Looking at some of the statistics, Junior Pocomila, Rabs Maxwane, they're well up on the stats in their areas, line out steals and clean breaks. So you're starting to get a real toehold. And is it gelling better for you now that you've got a more settled squad and everybody's going in the one direction?
Yeah, no, definitely. I think we guys understanding each other, starting to mold into the way we want to play. Like I said, you know, the team has to perform, not individuals. So it's going to be there's still a lot of small things that we got to adapt to. And I think the challenge of getting on attack and staying on attack in this weather is important for us. And this specific game is going to be a challenge.
It's a tour, it's a three-match tour, and then you have to come back up and play Glasgow in a one-off game where you have to travel again. Are you looking at it purely as a three-match package, or are you targeting any specific games?
No, we're looking to play one game at a time the best we can. Our main challenge is ourselves at this stage. I think we've squandered a lot of opportunities in the beginning of the year, and all the games that we've played, we've collected a lot of losing bonus points, and we got close. We need to start tipping the 50-50s in our favour, and the challenge out here is to be the best at set piece, the best defensively, and maintain our attacking brand. So our challenge is not necessarily against who we play; it's to adapt to the conditions and better ourselves to be as competitive as we can be going forward into this competition.
If there was one thing in particular you were looking to change to turn those 50-50s into winning situations, what are you looking for?
Yeah, I think a better defense effort. I think the guys, the most difficult thing to develop is the attacking side of things, but now defense become more important as we scored a lot of tries now. We've scored 54 tries, which I'm proud of, but we also gave away a lot of tries, and now we've settled in the attacking way of things, so I think it's important for us to defend well.
And if you were talking to somebody who doesn't know anything about the Cheetahs, but they're coming along to watch tomorrow, maybe it's the first time they've seen them live or on television, what should they be looking out for?
Oh, I think we do play exciting brand. Hopefully tomorrow there won't be rain about and the ball will be dry enough. But if there's clouds in Ireland, there's rain, so we'll probably will. But we're an exciting brand, I believe. We're a lot of young guys, a lot of pace to it. Hopefully we can move the ball like we want to. But, Connacht's a good side. They also play with the ball in hand well, and they've done really well in Europe. And the way they carry the ball through phases, it's going to be very important for us to defend well.
Yeah, Connacht won down there, back on their two-match tour, so an opportunity tomorrow maybe to write that result?
Yeah, I think we slipped, not to take anything away from their win on that day, but I think, speaking to Andy, we let it slip in that game. We were in a good position, we outscored them try-wise, but too many errors again in that game. So we came a long way from that game. Hopefully tomorrow, some of those lessons learned then will help us in our game.
Well, we're certainly looking forward to seeing the game, and we look forward to talking to you afterwards.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you, Frankie. Thank you for your time.